Welcome to Radio Gorgeous, Gorgeous Entertainment. Today on the proverbial red gorgeous sofa, we have Claire Monique Martin, actor and director, and Charlotte Reedy, actor. You guys are in a play called One Night with Marilyn, and for the purposes of full disclosure, so am I. we will be doing a rehearsed reading of One Night with Marilyn at the Drayton Arms on Sunday, 26th of September at 2:30. Please go to our Facebook page, which is at One Night with Marilyn, for all the information. It's written by P.T. Rose. And now I would like for you, Claire Monique, to introduce us to the play.
Absolutely. Thank you very much, Donna. So One Night with Marilyn is for the celebration of Marilyn's 60th, the anniversary of her death. And it takes place in February 1961, where Marilyn has been committed into a psychiatric ward. She believes she's there for rest. We know differently now. And what happens is she's basically these people from her past are brought back to her. So it's a very different Marilyn that we see. And it's just so fantastic to explore Marilyn, not just the actress, but Marilyn, the human person, because we kind of forget that with all the legend that is Marilyn Monroe, that she was actually a living, breathing person with real human instincts, real human emotion, real human troubles. So P.T. Rose's script is absolutely phenomenal with kind of bringing all of that to the table. So yeah, that is One Night with Marilyn.
And what is your role?
So I am executive producer of the rehearsed reading, and I'm also playing Marilyn Monroe One. So I'm playing the Marilyn who is experiencing all the voices, all the different interactions with the people from her past, present, not so much her future, but people around her. So I'm playing the Marilyn we don't normally see, the Marilyn that we don't get to see.
And the Marilyn who is in one of her darkest moments.
And exactly. One of
her frightened and fragile moments.
Excellent. Yeah.
Okay. And Charlotte Reedy, who do you play in the play?
Hi. So I am playing Marilyn Monroe 2. And unlike Marilyn Monroe 1, who's very much the real life present Marilyn that this is all happening to in the moment, I am very much sort of in her head, one of the voices in her head. And I am the iconic sort of Hollywood Marilyn that we all think of when we think of Marilyn Monroe. So, you know, the movie star, that wispy voice. Yeah, that's who I'm playing.
Is it intimidating to play Marilyn?
Very. I mean, everyone has an idea of Marilyn in their head, and everyone knows that iconic voice and the way she was. And I find it very intimidating. I don't know about you, Claire, Monique, but I definitely do, yes.
I guess it's one of those things where it's like, because we know her, well, we don't know her. We have an idea of her, like you said, Charlotte. And for me, I wanted to get away from that. So that's why I love the script so much, is that you see two very different versions of her. And what I love is that we're doing two very different interpretations, which we've got one, which is very much what we expect to see, which is what we've seen from the movies and everything. And the other one is kind of like this, hang on, what? She had problems? You know, I really love that. I love what the script does with that and everything.
I find it so interesting because I feel like, Claire Monique, your Marilyn One character that everything is happening to, you really get to explore the human side and the very sort of fractured and difficult childhood and the rejection that Marilyn experienced. So you get to bring that. And then Charlotte, you get to feed off that, whereas you know what it's going away from. So you sort of get to incorporate that in there. Can we talk a little bit, and whichever one of you wants to jump in, because this really is about, you know, I mean, she's been sectioned against her will by her psychiatrist. So this is a huge betrayal. But that does sometimes happen. We don't picture it happening to someone like Marilyn Monroe, but again, we don't know her in the same way we, you know, we thought we did. But talk to me about some of the dimensions of mental health that the play explores.
It's all right if I jump in on this, shall I?
Yes,
I think, especially when it comes to mental health, we're now going through this renaissance where it's very easy to now start talking about it. Because I feel like for a very, very long time, you weren't allowed to talk about it. You kind of had to have this mentality of, oh, stop being emotional, stop being a woman, get on with it, stiff upper lip and that sort of thing. And what I love about this script and this play is the fact that it is so open to the fact that Marilyn had very serious issues, very serious mental health issues. And at the core of it, it is the fact that she just wants to be loved. And it's not a sexual love, it's not a romantic love, it is the core fact she wants to be loved and she doesn't feel worthy of being loved. And I mean, you see it with every character she interacts with. You know, she has this idea that her father looks like Clark Gable, and like every single husband that she has, she refers to as daddy. So it's from that, not even adolescence, it's from that innocent thing of a child just wanting a parental love in a way, someone to support and everything. And the fact that she didn't feel that way with anyone is heartbreaking. But we never see that. We always see the bubbly Marilyn. And I think that's the biggest concern when it comes to mental health with that, is that you don't normally realise it's the people who are the big bubbly, the person in the room who cracks the jokes, who has the smile, who has those issues deep down. So it basically blows up the book, to be, you know, to be honest, and kind of goes, wow, okay, she did have these problems, now we need to address these problems. And I think it's just brilliant. P.T. Rose has done a cracking job on this script.
And Charlotte, as an actress yourself, you're sort of caught in that as well. You know, as you know, you have to, the gig is to put on the act. How do you incorporate that in your life and your work?
Yeah, definitely. I think any actress feels the pressure to sort of have this image of outgoing and confident. And I don't know about you, but I'm definitely not like that at all. Every time I perform, I feel very, very nervous. And it's only actually when I do perform in the moment that I feel any type of confidence, but I'm not like that at all. So yeah, I can definitely relate to her vulnerability, her anxiousness that a lot of co-stars talked about. She was a very anxious, vulnerable person. And I don't know, maybe that's a thing that a lot of actors are. I feel like it is. And we're not perceived as that by non-actors. But I think, yeah, it's so much to relate to. And what I also love about this play is how much it does delve into the mental health side of things in relation to not just her in the industry, but also perhaps her childhood, obviously, and it was an awful childhood she had, but also the question of genetics. So there's so many different factors that it touches on. You know, can you inherit it? Is it cause and effect? It's so many questions, and it's so many different avenues that this play explores, and that's what's so interesting about it.
Yes, and the question of whether mental illness is inherited or it's the trauma that you're inheriting.
Yeah, exactly.
Which it does experience. I do think of her as sort of a woman interrupted. You know, there's that girl interrupted, but she's a woman interrupted. And also, I mean, I think it's just so interesting. She was born in the same year as the Queen. Mm. And she was born June 1st, 1926. And the Queen, although born in April, her official birthday is June. And I just think, wow, Marilyn at the Queen's age. I don't think we'd feel the same about the Queen, if the roles had been reversed. I don't think
that. whenever I hear that, that blows my mind.
Yeah, it's pretty wild. Anyway, I thank you for coming on to Radio Gorgeous. And everyone out there listening, I hope you can join us at the Drayton Arms on the 26th of September, starting at 2:30. All information can be found on the Facebook page at One Night with Marilyn. Thank you so much.
Thank you.